What's up? It's Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in. Battling COVID here in the house. Did I tell you that I had COVID? I don't remember. Did I mention it on the last episode that we have COVID? Well, if I didn't, we do. Kristen and I both have COVID. Declan does not. He still, as of last night, has tested negative for the vid. I guess we have the Omicron variant. Omnicold, as a buddy of mine, Kirk, just said in a text. Pretty funny. I'm surprised I haven't heard that yet. But that's what it felt like. I went on a camp. I'm going to talk a little bit about the camping trip with the scouts that we went on this last weekend, and the fact that I've probably toppled the whole entire organization by getting COVID. Maybe even infecting half the troop. No, I'm kidding. I'll get into that in a minute. Anyway, the COVID, if I didn't already say this, we got home from the camping trip. I think I did mention it because I remember coughing and saying it's because I had COVID. Well, now I have nothing. My nose just there. I just kind of sniffed a little bit, but I don't think that I don't have any symptoms anymore. And last night, I got, for the first time in like 4 days, got shit rocked. Drunk, drinking 8% alcohol by volume fucking beers. It was a good night. We were watching Boba Fett. What is it called? The Book of Boba Fett. Kind of like, you know, Kristen and I watched Mandalorian. Now we're watching The Book of Boba Fett. Kick ass. So far, so good. It's not disappointing. So check that out if you haven't already. So we went camping. We went Friday night, Saturday, came home Sunday. Felt perfectly fine. Sunday I went to a party before work, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then I had to go to work at 5 p.m. And I felt fine. And then all of a sudden, I do remember talking about this. I'm sorry. So then Sunday evening, I end up starting to get a stuffy nose. Stuffy nose. But listen, the common cold is still a thing, right? So Sunday evening, I'm working Monday day as well, and the stuffy nose gets a little bit stuffier. I come home Monday night. We had extra tests, so we were for the fuck of it, we took a test. If I didn't say it, the episode is marked explicit. I took a test. Yeah, and Kristen and I are sitting here taking a test, like we're doing what we said we weren't going to do, take a test for no reason. But Declan's birthday was coming up this weekend. Tomorrow's Declan's birthday. He's going to be 11 years old. He was supposed to have his friends sleep over, supposed to do a whole camping theme. And I was like, I don't want to fuck these kids up. You know, I don't want to get them all sick. And then their parents going to be like, what the hell? You were sick. You could have had COVID. I got COVID now. I'm not drinking yet tonight. I'm having a little coffee just to wake myself up so I can bang this out. I feel like my nose is getting stuffier because I'm talking. I had no stuffy nose day. But now I feel like it's getting stuffier. I did sharp my pants, though. That was cool. I was on my way back. I had to go take a PCR COVID test in Brooklyn today, and I was on my way back. In and out. Bang. Barely any traffic in. No traffic home. Stopped at Arby's. What's up? I love Arby's. I'm supposed to be on a diet, and I picked up a couple chicken turkey gyros for Kristen. I picked up some mozzarella sticks and curly fries for Declan. And for myself, I got the Arby's double roast beef sandwich meal, large, extra large. What's up? And then also got myself some mozzarella sticks. And then what I get, Reuben? What do you call that? Corned beef. I guess it was a Reuben. Corned beef sandwich? I think it's a Reuben. I got one of those. What was supposed to be for like dinner, I ate that shit too right away, so I'm built like that. That's why I'm fat. So, but that was on the Arby's was on the way back. Stopped at the one in Queens and ate mine on the way home, pretty much, and then brought Declan and Kristen her theirs. Where was I going with that? I went in take an official PCR test because the only test that I had taken was on Monday night was the at home test, and it came up with like within 5 seconds as positive. So Tuesday, I text everybody from the scout troop. I'm like, I'm sorry. I said I felt perfectly fine this weekend. Came home Sunday evening after the camping trip. I come home. I'm starting to get a stuffy nose while I'm at work. I said Monday night I take a test. bang. Maybe I texted him on Monday night. And I said, I think I texted him on Monday night. Yeah, after taking the test. I said, and it came out positive for COVID. I said, I'm still waiting results for the PCR test. I'll keep you in the loop. I felt bad. It's my first week in the troop. Declan's first week in the troop. First camping trip with the troop. And I'm toppling the operation. I'm fucking taking the troop down. So, what an idiot. They haven't gone camping since before COVID. First camping trip. And we're in a cabin. And I bring COVID to the trip. God damn. But anyway, they said it was all right, but meanwhile, they're probably like, this fucking guy, you got to be kidding me. I don't know, man. So I feel bad about that. But I'll get to the camping trip in a minute. The RV washing machine, did I say washing machine debacle? The RV washing machine debacle, that's still ongoing, but Whirlpool has made good, and I guess they've realized that they've been trying to do the right thing since the beginning. Fully warranted the machine. Meanwhile, we never used it. The little curveball in the situation was, and you've heard me say it before, was that I don't have a receipt for this thing. The washing machine came with the RV. It's a washer dryer, stackable, you know, like in the closet in the RV. So it didn't come with a receipt. It came with a manual, but no receipt. They should have stuck the receipt in the manual, like wherever they got it from. So washing machine from day one didn't work. Something was wrong with the motherboard. They sent the repairman out. It was covered under warranty. The repair dude takes like, dude, I got to order you a new motherboard, and you need two pieces. All these parts are on back order, I guess, because in China, they're not fucking sending any, or shit's not shipping overseas. I don't know what the case is, but it's on back order. We were toying with the idea of just buying another washing machine. It was like, I don't feel like pissing away $1,200, but we really, really had our hearts set on going down on our Disney trip and having a washing machine. But we're like, you know what? Let's stick it out. Let's not spend $1,200 for no reason. We never had a washing machine in our RV before, so it's not that big of a deal. We were going back and forth with them. We're waiting for these parts. Whirlpool finally says, you know what? We're just going to replace the whole thing. So they're going to send a company to put it in. I don't think they know it's in a motorhome, but they're going to come by, put it in, install it in the motorhome. They're going to take the old one away. Brand new washing machine. So, I don't know. They're doing the right thing. Sucks that it didn't work right off the bat because that is my luck. I've always told you the Sean Kane luck. Nothing ever works. Everything's always broken no matter what I buy. If it's electronic, it always has to go back. And then the second one, I told you already, like if I try to trick the system, take a TV, I take the one from behind it to try to trick the universe so that it doesn't give me the broken TV because my first choice probably would have been broken. Anyway. Yeah. It's good coffee. I just went back to the Keurig. I know it's a cop-out. I used to use the Keurig, and then I shit canned it, started using the Ninja coffee maker, and I guess I'm still a little stuffed up. I didn't feel stuffed up today, but now that I'm talking a lot, I do feel a little bit stuffed up. I'm working the system, the head a little bit, I guess, since kind of working the snots out. So I went back to the Ninja coffee maker because my Keurig didn't have a automatic brew button on it, and then I don't know, just so I went with the Ninja, and that had an automatic brew button. I like the fact I just get up, take the pot, it was already brewed, pour it in my cup, put the lid on, and walk out the door and go to work in the morning at like 5 a.m. or whatever time I'm walking out the door. But I just went back to the Keurig because the K-cups are so easy. I know it's a cop-out, people don't like it, some people don't like the taste. I drink black coffee and I can't tell the difference, so I don't know. Maybe some of the other ones are a little more robust. It's fine to me. So I'm a simple man. So I went back to the Keurig. Where was I going with that? I have no fucking clue. I go off on these tangents and then I forgot how I got there. Keurig, well, that stopped working on me today. A little earlier, it took me a little while to get that thing back up and running. I had to like reset the fucker. I thought that was crapping out on me. I don't know. I have no idea where I was going with that. Now, let me backtrack. Anyway, RV washing machine. They're replacing it. The camping trip. Might as well just get to the fucking camping trip because I have no idea what I was talking about. So, anyway, the trip this weekend was our first one back. Now, ironically, we went to a place called Schiff Scout Camp, which I think used to be called Wowiepex, because they kind of still call themselves both. They call themselves like Schiff Scout Camp at Wowiepex or Schiff Scout Camp Wowiepex. I don't know. So this was Declan's first ever camping trip as a Boy Scout in this troop. The same troop that I was in with my friends when I was younger, the one that I made Eagle Scout out of in 1994. Thank you. Hold your applause, please, please. Thank you. Thank you. Spent a good portion of my young life, my teenage, how about that? A good portion of my teenage years, like from 11 to 18 years old, going every Tuesday night to these scout meetings and then going on trips once a month or so, right? The first trip that I ever went on when I was Declan's age, when I joined the troop, was to this place, Schiff Scout Camp. So it's very nostalgic for me to be back to be going back to these places. Next month, we're going to a place called Alpine Scout Camp in Alpine, New Jersey. If you've ever been there, you know, you hike across, you go across a little footbridge, across the Palisades Parkway, and you go to I think it's called the Women's Suffrage Castle. It's a castle. We didn't know what it was for when we were younger, but that's why it was erected. It's like a monument, something about women's suffrage. I'm not trying to disrespect women's suffrage. I just don't know exactly what it's about. I'd have to look it up. Why don't we do that while I talk? And then we hike down the Palisades Mountain or rock face down to the Hudson River and then back up, or along the river and then back up. Let's Google this shit. It's pretty cool if you've never seen it. Women's Suffrage Castle, Alpine, New Jersey. Not like being prepared. Women's Federation. The Women's Federation. Monument. Women's Federation Monument. The Women's Federation Monument is a trailside monument on the cliff top in Alpine, New Jersey, dedicated in 1929 to honor the role that the New Jersey State Federation of Women's Clubs took in preserving Palisades. Delightful. That's nice. Here's a video of two people walking along the trail with masks on outside. Douchebags. All right. Very cool. I don't know what women's suffrage is. I'd have to look that one up, too. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I don't know shit about shit. We'll talk about insensitive. You ever see... I don't know where I saw it. This was years ago. There was a woman's... It was like a women's rights or like the feminist club type of thing. It was like a women's rights club, and it was a Facebook page, and some dude made a fake account and called himself Men's Rights or like the Men's Club. And he posted on the feminist page, "Hey ladies, what's up? We're having our weekly meeting on Tuesday. Would you be interested in making us sandwiches?" Fucking. And then I guess took a screenshot of it before they pulled it down. Oh, that's fucking comedy right there, baby. Oh shit. I wish I could think of things like that, man. I'm not that original. That's fucking hysterical. fuck. Anyway, women's suffrage. I'm sure that was some serious shit, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be insensitive. Let's see what women's suffrage was. Let's see. What was women's suffrage? Fucking voting rights? Sounded bad. It's women's suffrage. It sounded like they were holding their heads underwater or something, like they were suffering. I don't know. Women's suffrage is the right of women to vote in elections. Are women allowed to vote in elections now? Beginning in the mid-19th century. All right, listen. What next? We're going to let them work? We're going to let them have jobs? It's where the country really made a left turn. When we started letting women vote and letting them out of the kitchen. I'm kidding. I'm a fucking kidding. I'm joking. Yeah, interesting. Women's suffrage. So it's not holding their heads underwater. It's fucking letting them vote. And out of the kitchen, apparently. That's what this website says. You know, like... So instead of coming home from work and her having a nice scotch ready for you, like on the table, and when you put your feet up, she takes your shoes off for you. Now she's busy voting, I guess. That's what's going on. I'm fucking kidding. So the camping trip this weekend, we went to Shift Scout Camp. And like I said, this was where my very first camping trip with the troop back in like 1987, I think. Back in 1987 when I first joined. And Kirk, John, Tim, they were there. I believe all three of you guys were there. That was when Sean pushed John and his Doritos went flying everywhere. And he started picking them up with the ground like a smart ass and started eating them, buddy. If you remember that. So I tried while I was there when we were hiking. I tried to see where we were. Where we camped on that first trip, but it was in 1987. 97, 07, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20. That's 35 fucking years ago, right? So, 35 years ago. So, my memory isn't that good. I got a pretty decent memory. I barely remember walking in and out of the place, I think. And I remember the cabin when you were in the cabin. I don't think they were lean-tos. I'm pretty sure there was a cabin. And when you walked in, damn it, I don't remember. I remember my bunk was on the right. I can't remember if I was on the top bunk or the bottom bunk or if it was just a steel, like just a cot bed. I don't remember, but I remember being on the right, and I remember I was eating oodles of noodles dry without cooking them. Anyway, while we were taking our hike during the trip this weekend, I was trying to see where that was, and I couldn't nail it down. I don't even know that particular campsite 35 years later may not even be there anymore. They may have rearranged shit. So let me suck up my boogers. I told you I sharted today. Yeah, legit. I was in like, oh, that's where I was going. I knew I'd fucking figure it out. I was coming back from Brooklyn because I had to take the PCR test because I have I'm stricken with COVID. And on the way home, I got Arby's. Here we go. And then on the way home, all of a sudden, never trust a fart. It wasn't a fart. It was I shit myself. It was like my stomach was gurgling, and it was just like liquid, legit underwear skid mark through the jeans. Fucking animal. Animal. Take a sip of my coffee. Coffee now. Beer in about 10 minutes when I hang up the fucking microphone. So, that's where I was going with that shit. So, all right. So, yeah, I mean, not really embarrassed because it happens every once in a while. I can own up to it when I fucking shit myself. So, anyway, we get to Schiff Scout Reservation and Friday. Like a little 7 p.m. And it's not that bad. A little windy, but this weekend was supposed to be like 30, 40 mile an hour winds. And it was supposed to be at night 8 degrees. And it was supposed to be below zero on the wind, with the wind chill. And then during the day, Friday night was okay. Saturday morning, by the time we woke up, it was only in the high teens. And it was legit. I packed like I was going snowboarding on Mount Everest. Fucking like double long johns. I brought snow pants just in case. Luckily, didn't end up needing to wear the two pairs of long johns. And never needed to bust out, the snow pants. But we were turtled up. I was wearing my snowboard jacket with my head like a fucking, what is that? Like uncircumcised penis? Like turtled up with my head barely sticking out. Just my eyes were sticking out of the jacket at certain points. I'd let my face... I let my face while I'm talking, and then I would turtle up again and go back into the foreskin of the jacket neck, and I would cover my face. Hand warmers. I bitched out, put hand warmers in my gloves, had them in my fucking shoes, because I was standing still. It was 20 degrees out, and went down, and then went down into below 10 degrees at night. So let me back it up. I'm going a million miles an hour. I'm sorry. So, get there at 7 p.m. It's in the 30s. It's not bad. Big ass fire. in a very cool fire pit that was like laser jetted with the scout oath and the scout law and the scout symbol. And then we put the fire out around 10, went to bed, lights out 11 p.m. Friday night. You kind of run your own for food Friday. They expect you to eat dinner and then show up. Saturday morning, we get up. The boys make us breakfast. Oh, very good. Bake it. They plan their own meals, right? So, and I remember this from when I was in the troop as a scout. Certain kids were in charge of, one kid was in charge of shopping. They all made the menu together. Unfortunately, out of a troop of approximately 20 scouts, there was only about 6 scouts that went this weekend. Just scheduling conflicts, sports. I don't know if it had something to do with the cold weather, but it was just 6 scouts. They made a menu at Tuesday night's meeting, the Tuesday night before the trip. They made a menu. One scout shopped. Then Friday night, you're on your own. You eat dinner before you show up. And then Saturday morning, we get up. We get up by 6 a.m., I think it was. We were up at 6 a.m., and they were cooking by 7, just say. Everyone got settled, brushed their teeth, got up. The leaders, we made a pot of coffee, like gentlemen, and then the scouts start cooking. They made bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches. I'm mocking the stuff that they bought from Aldi's. This is the first for me. I've never had bacon that wasn't refrigerated. It was pre-cooked. I don't know, maybe they salt the shit out of it, but it was pre-cooked bacon in a package, and it was room temperature. It didn't have to be refrigerated. It said on it, refrigerate after opening. Interesting. So, it was fine, though. It was crispy bacon. Anyway, they made us sandwiches. Very good, too. It wasn't sloppy. It wasn't like they were pushing around dirty eggs in a pan. Then what time we get on the trail? By 10 a.m., they were cleaned up with breakfast. Everything was tight. We got ready, got our shit together, got our day packs all squared away. We were on the trail at 10 a.m. We hiked from 10 to 12, just a 2-hour hike, nothing big. The kids were having a blast. Knuckleheads sticking their hand in the lake because the lake half was frozen. It was like an ice shelf floating around, and it had like pushed up onto shore and made these big sheets of ice. So they were throwing ice out onto they were throwing sheets of ice like frisbees out onto the lake, and it was shattering and sliding across on the ice. So they were having a blast, but they were like, Declan was sticking his gloves in the water. And his hands were getting wet. I guess it felt okay because his hands were in there and it was warm. Ooh, but once it started to cool down, his gloves were frozen. He couldn't wear them anymore. I told him when I first saw him about to do it, I said, do not stick your hands in the water. I'm not even supposed to like really intervene too much because as a leader, him being my son, I'm supposed to kind of like pretend like he's not my son. I'm supposed to let him figure shit out for himself. But I'm a dad. I got to step in here and there. And it's also natural. I'm like, douche. Don't stick your hands in the water. It's 10 degrees. It's 14 degrees out right now. So he did anyway. His gloves froze. I was holding these things over the fire at night. He was holding them over the fire. Couldn't even get these things to thaw out then. I stuck them on. We got lucky. We bitched out a little bit. We were supposed to sleep in lean-tos. That's like a little miniature cabin like 4 or 5 scouts could sleep in. It's got 3 walls. It's got a roof, 3 walls. No, it's no fourth wall. It's open. So, it was supposed to be some extreme temperature, so we ended up upgrading to a cabin that became available. Then that cabin had a potbelly stove in the middle. This was going to be living. We were going to have a cabin, potbelly stove. We were going to be warm. Then they upgraded us again. Now it was called a cabin, but it was actually like a house. I ended up having my own bedroom on a cot with a mattress. We were pampered. 2 bathrooms. Shower, although nobody showered. Next time I'm going to shower. I didn't bring any shower shit because I didn't expect there to be showers. Anyway, so it was like the first aid station for the camp. It was fucking great. So, the hike, we went. I was trying to figure out where we were when we camped 35 years ago, but I couldn't figure it out. There's a few spots I saw. I said, oh, maybe that was it. That looks like it, but I don't really remember. So, but we checked out the new mess hall. They apparently had a fire back in like 2012 in the mess hall. It took them a while to rebuild it, but they have a brand new mess hall there. Very cool. Very nice. That was weird. That was like Donald Trump. They got a new mess hall. I'm not trying to do an impression because I can't do impressions, but I'd be like, very cool. Very nice. It's something he would say. I forgot where I was going with this. Anyway, quick hike, 2 hours, we were done. So, and then we came back and they cooked us lunch. They made pizza burritos, burrito pizzas. So they took this big ass tortilla shell, took sauce, like pizza sauce or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it was, some sort of ragu or something. And then cheese. So you go over and make your own. So I go over, I take this big burrito shell, put sauce on it. Cheese, you fold it in half. The kids cook it on a skillet and butter. It was delicious. We actually came home and made them. A fucking couple days later, Declan cooked them for us again at home. So, and Declan was one of the cookers for lunch. So he was cooking the burritos. You make it yourself. You hand it to him and another kid. They each had a pan and they were cooking pizza burritos or whatever it's called. Very good. So, and then dinner, the leaders did their own thing. We did our own thing, and the kids did hobo stoves. They took steak, cut it up, vegetables, all kinds of stuff like that, potatoes. They stuck it in tin foil, threw it in the fire. 8 minutes on each side in the hot coals, and they were good. The adults, we did a Dutch oven. Not like fart under the covers and pull the covers over your wife's head Dutch oven. An actual Dutch oven, you know, like this cast iron pot where you put it in the ground or you put it on coals. The ground was frozen, so we didn't put it in the ground with coals. We put a bed of coals on the floor, and then we put the Dutch oven on it, and then you put the coals on the top of the Dutch oven, on the lid. And we made a stew and had potatoes and carrots and celery and all kinds of good stuff like that. And it had venison and ram. I've had venison before. Can't say I had ram. Well, can't say that anymore because now I've had ram. Before that, I had never had ram before. I'm not the most adventurous person when it comes to food, but you put it in a stew, I'll fucking eat anything. So that was really good. So venison and ram stew. And then the next morning you get up and you go home. The parents come, pick the kids up at 9 a.m. And you're out. So get up and do cereal on the last day. You know, wake up, cereal, coffee for the adults, and then pack your shit up. Trying to give Declan little tips like, start packing your stuff the night before. You're like the youngest guy here now. You don't want to be the last guy out the door when you're doing things, so anticipate. You know, a lot of times scouts are kind of like on the sneak. They're you know, putting their stuff away and packing their shit. And they don't want you to, you know, not that they don't want you to realize it, but like you're a young kid, you don't pick up on the fact that the older scouts are already packing their bags and squaring their shit away. And you're a younger scout, you have shit everywhere. So, I'm trying to give him little tips. I'm like, listen, start packing your stuff up tonight. You know, like tonight is the night's going on. In the morning when you get up and these kids are mulling around, they're eating cereal, make sure your stuff's away. Stop putting stuff away in your bag. You know, it was important the way you put it in the bag. So you could take it out in the proper order. But going home, it's not that big of a deal. Just start putting stuff away, in your bag, in your pocket. So, and he did good. He packed up and he was ready to roll when everybody else was. He was packed. He wasn't lagging behind. So I was very proud of him. He did a great job this weekend. Next month, Alpine Scout Camp. And let me just see my text messages here. Stand by. Got to hit pause. I'm sorry. Hold on. Sorry, I had to, it's like an illness. I can't fucking let a text message, go without answering like in a timely manner on purpose. I hate when people do that. I know. I shouldn't be like that. When I was younger, there weren't even fucking cell phones. We didn't even have cell phones, right? We had started getting Motorola flip phones maybe in like 1996, 97. Before that, it was beepers in like 93, 94. Before that, it was like pay phones. If you were trying to get in touch with me and you couldn't, shit out of luck, man. Like, I'll meet you at the lake at 8 p.m. See you there. You know what I mean? That was it. It was fucking... it was like, if you weren't there, like, shit, this dude never showed up, man. You talk to him tomorrow, I guess. But one of those text messages was my boy Sully. Sully, if you're listening, what up? I just answered your text. He was, I'm telling him, I just sent him a list of all the RV trips that we have planned for the season. And I told him, feel free to jump in on anything you would like. And he just texted me back and said, you know, he's still looking for a camper. He doesn't have a camper. Last time he pitched a tent, like a Dutch oven is not pulling the covers over your wife's head when you fart, or your girlfriend. Yeah, he pitched an actual tent, not a boner in his pants. He pitched a tent outside of my motorhome out in Montauk. And but you know what? He's camper shopping. I told him to get a pop-up for $500, but he's better than that, I guess. He doesn't want to start out at the bottom. He wants to just jump right in, and he wants to get something with solid walls. He's not going big. It's not like he's looking for a Jayco Seismic or some fucking shit. He's just looking for something with some solid walls so that he's not sleeping in a tent, basically. Because, let's face it, it's not camping, it's RVing. It's two totally different things. So, you know, things are expensive right now, and he's on the hunt, and he's having trouble finding something like, you know, something good, I guess. Prices are up, but I have a feeling that's going to change very soon, and that's what I just texted you, buddy. I think that the tide's going to turn, and as COVID starts to go away, people are going to sell their shit because they're going to be like, damn it, I bought this monster motorhome. I thought I was going to be on the road for 3 years because I've been working remotely, but now my job wants me back to work. And I am stuck with this fucking $400,000 motorhome. That's when Shoney Boy sweeps in and buys your, you know, your motorhome. When prices are rock bottom, I dump mine and I buy yours. And I fucking upgrade to that 45-foot Prevo. Woo! I can't fucking wait. The future's bright, folks. I'm looking forward to it. So, Sully, good luck finding a camper. I'm sure you'll find something sooner or later. Somebody's fucking husband or wife dies and they don't want to go camping anymore without him, so I'm going to sell it. And then you could buy yourself a nice haunted camper. Anyway, appreciate you tuning in. I'm going to shut it down because I'm trying to make... What is that? I'm not hearing any music. You don't hear that either, right? Yo, that shit's coming out of my phone. What's happening right now? Stand by, folks. So, what I've got going on here is... So, I do the intro and the outro through my phone, right? It's hooked into the mixer. Anyway. Ow. So, what I just hit my hand on the microphone. So, what I've got going on here is... I guess it's an iPhone 12. And, it's about a year and a half old, and it's, like, fucking falling apart. I think that the charging port is loose. So what was happening was, like, when I go to charge my phone, I have to shove the thing all the way in there deep to get it to charge. And I think the charging port's going bad, which was what was happening right there with the plug, because it plugs in like a charger that hooks into the mixer so I can play this shit. I just hit my hand again. And, it wasn't playing. It was playing, like, out of my phone speakers. And that just ain't gonna fucking work, dude. I appreciate you tuning in. Anyway, hit me up at OffKilterRV on Twitter. OffKilterRV@gmail.com. That's all I got for you. Appreciate you tuning in. Probably another podcast in 2 days. You know, when we come out of this godforsaken pandemic illness that I've been battling for the last 3 days. I'm kidding. It was nothing. And that, folks, is probably why I'm not going to vaccinate my fucking child. That's right. Talk about that another day again. No, we're not going to talk about that again. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you in 2 days. Don't be a dick. Bye.